high molecular gas to dust mass ratios predicted in most quiescent galaxies, by Catherine E. Whittaker et al. Observations of cold molecular gas reservoirs are critical for understanding the shutdown of star formation in massive galaxies. While dust continuum is an efficient and affordable tracer, this method relies upon the assumption of a normal molecular gas to dust mass ratio, delta_GDR, typically of order 100. Recent null detections of quiescent galaxies in deep dust continuum observations support a picture where the cold gas and dust has been rapidly depleted or expelled. In this work, we present another viable explanation. A significant fraction of galaxies with low star formation per unit stellar mass are predicted to have extreme delta_GDR ratios. We show that simulated massive quiescent galaxies at 0 lower than Z lower than 3 in the texture, SIMBA, cosmological simulations have delta_GDR values that extend greater than 4 orders of magnitude. The dust in most simulated quiescent galaxies is destroyed significantly more rapidly than the molecular gas depletes, and cannot be replenished. The transition from star forming to quiescent halts dust formation via star formation processes, with dust subsequently destroyed by supernova shocks and thermal sputtering of dust grains embedded in hot plasma. After this point, the dust growth rate in the models is not sufficient to overcome the loss of greater than 3 orders of magnitude in dust mass to return to normal values of delta_GDR despite having high metallicity. Our results indicate that it is not straightforward to use a single observational indicator to robustly pre-select exotic versus normal ratios. These simulations make strong predictions that can be tested with millimeter facilities. This was high molecular gas to dust mass ratios predicted in most quiescent galaxies, by Catherine E. Whittaker et al.